Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is June the 3rd, 2016, Friday. Thank God it's Friday. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 114 of the Follow English Podcast. And today I'm going to be speaking about collocations again. This time I'm going to be speaking about collocations or words that collocate with news, with the word news. So I'm going to be talking about adjectives, so common adjectives that collocate with news, verbs, prepositions, and I'm also going to talk about other nouns that collocate with the word news. So let's get started by giving you some adjectives that can be used with the word news. I'm going to start with the positive ones. So look, encouraging news, excellent news, good news, great news, marvelous news, terrific news, tremendous, welcome news, and wonderful news. One example here, the good news is that we've all been given an extra day's leave. So in this case, as you can see, the verb coming after the word news, even though news is spelt with an S, is singular. So the verb is. So the good news is that, or even, so whenever you have a verb after news, The verb will be conjugated as if news is a singular word. Let's move on. Some negative adjectives that can be used with the word news. Bad news, gloomy, grim, sad news, terrible news, tragic, unwelcome, dramatic, important news, momentous. Late, well, this is not negative, but late, latest news, recent news. Some late news has just come in. Old, stale, exciting, interesting, front page. It was front page news at the time. Domestic, home news, local news, national, regional, foreign, international news, business, financial. So again, I'm using, just in case you're wondering how come I'm reading so fast and giving you so many examples, I'm reading some of the examples from the Oxford Collocations Dictionary for Students of English. Basically, I'm just grabbing some of the examples here. I might skip some as well. Yeah. If you want to quantify news, the quantifiers that can be used would be bit, or item, or piece. So an item of news, a bit of good news. We've had a bit of good news, and piece, a piece of news. Now moving on to the verbs that can be used before the word news. The most common ones would be have, get, so to get some news, to have some news, to hear, to learn, or even to receive. You can also use the verb, phrasal verb, catch up on. So, I want to catch up on all your news. You can also announce, break, bring. So, to bring somebody's news. Or to give somebody's news. Or to give somebody news about something. To spread the news. Yeah. Leak. So news of their engagement was leaked to the press. You can also report news. I haven't really got any news to report or even to carry news, to expect news or to wait for news. Moving on, when you have news followed by a verb, then you can use some of the following verbs: come, come in, come through. So you could say news is coming in of a large fire in central London. So news is coming in of a large fire in central London. Break, leak out. The news broke that while we were on holiday, meaning they spread, they started appearing, or it started appearing, rather. Spread, or even travel. News can travel. Moving on now, if you think about nouns that collocate with the word news, you have a few interesting ones here. News bulletin. Remember that news will still be spelled with an S, always. News flash, news item, news release, news sport, news report, news coverage, or news story. Programs were interrupted for a news flash. Another example here, news coverage of the fighting were extremely biased. News conference. The former manager gave his first news conference since being sacked. News agency, news service, news program, news editor, news media. In the prepositions, moving on to the prepositions, my final item here about news, at the news. So an example here, she went completely to pieces at the news of his death. So at the news, news here meaning when she got the news, or when she got the news. That was her reaction, basically. She went completely to pieces at the news of his death. So she that was her reaction to the news. In the news, she's been in the news a lot lately. So to be in the news here would be to be present in the news reports or the news stories. With the news as well. So Joanne came in with the news that a pay rise had been agreed. So she came in with the news. So she brought the news to us. News about. So I'm not interested in news about celebrities. So to news about. News from. And now with the news from games, over to our Olympic correspondent. So now with news from. So news from something. News from the games. Here, news coming from a specific place. You could also be sending news from your family or from your hometown to a friend. News of, so news of fresh killings, or news on. So is there any news on the car bomb attack? Here, news on something means news about something, basically, on a specific issue or topic. So this is it for today. I hope you enjoyed all these different collocations about that different words that collocate with news. I would like to remind you that there are many other episodes about collocations. You can just go to the webpage of this podcast, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br, BR for Brazil. So you just can subscribe. You can add your email to the email list to subscribe. You can also use the search box if you just want to search for more episodes on collocations. And you can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you want to make any comments or suggestions for future episodes. And finally, you can also subscribe via iTunes or Podomatic or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. Thank you very much. I hope you're all learning something, and I'll see you next time. Bye.